If you've been on the popular dating application Tinder, then you've done this before. Swipe right for a potential date or swipe left to reject someone. But here at the first App for Ag hackathon at West Hills Community College in Coalinga, Tinder meets the world of invasive pests with a new app.
We're opening up Swarm and the screen asks, have you seen beet leafhopper? I'll press no, I haven't seen that today. So have you seen the navel orange worm? Yes, that's a problem in almond trees.
That's Kyle Jorgensen, a developer from Santa Barbara. He and the rest of his team met Eduardo Garcia, a crop advisor from Ventura, at the event and took on the challenge to create Swarm, a phone application that alerts farmers what pests, like the citrus psyllid, could be in their fields. Eduardo Garcia.
When you're out there on a farm on your own, you don't always know what's going on around you. So it's what we're trying to do is find out what else is going around in our environment.
The App for Ag hackathon is the first of many to be thrown by the United States Department of Agriculture with a goal of connecting farmers and techies to create efficient growing. Robert C. with the USDA Rural Development of California came up with the idea for the agricultural hackathon.
The White House had issued sort of an order that all the federal departments should stage a hackathon. And I took advantage of the opportunity, and then we went forward with this ag hackathon.
The Tinder-like app Swarm was just one of six created at the hackathon. The first night, farmers wore green stickers, and coders had to woo those farmers into choosing them to create an app for that grower's particular issue. Hanford crop advisor Justin Dutra has a problem. He wants to better manage nitrogen he's applied to his almond orchards. Nitrogen is just one component of increasing crop yields, but in large amounts, the element can contaminate the aquifer.
The method I used to use was a lot of written notes per field, how much we've applied. It's just not a quick reference when you're in the middle of a field and you're wondering how much nitrogen you have on it. Well, you basically have to go to your truck, get your binder, and flip through all the pages.
Sandeep Giddy and his developing team from San Francisco ended up winning over Dutra at the event.
We literally turned to our right, and there he was with the green sticker. Hey, you're a guy with a green sticker. It was love at first sight. And so an hour had gone by, and we were still talking. So which, you know, in a dating scenario, that would be a good thing. Which in this scenario was also good.
Together, Dutra and the coding team created the app NutriSource in 24 hours. It takes existing data and new soil information input by the farmer into the app and then spits out a timeline of when and how much nitrogen the trees need. Dutra says the hackathon opened his eyes to what coding can do for agriculture.
That's what makes me feel really cool is like, you know, I helped them come up with this. I can use this today in what I do, and I think most people that I know would too.
But NutriSource didn't win it all. The team came in third place, only to be beaten by the tomato irrigation app, Tomato to a T, and the Tinder-like app, Swarm. Eduardo Garcia, the crop advisor from Ventura, says the app Swarm, created specifically for him at the hackathon, has changed his perspective on farming.
I will no longer need to wonder if these problems are local just to fields that I consult or inspect myself. I'll be able to validate these findings by the results that my neighbors are posting as well.
Garcia is just one example of how the USDA would like to bridge the gap between Silicon Valley and the San Joaquin Valley. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.